Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting sixth. The DH, Sherman Abando. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jack Voigt. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mark Williamson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alan Trammell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Milt Kiler. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, David Wells. And now, play ball. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds strikes out. 1 out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buford strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Voigt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trammell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trammell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton hits a pop-up beyond second. Reynolds can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Voigt. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Tettleton goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kiler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. One out. Jack Voigt batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Voigt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trammell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tackett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui juggles the ball. That's an error on Segui. Tettleton moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Alan Mills now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Mills covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Abando is 0 for 1 in the game. Abando takes first base on ball 4. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a line drive into left field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Voit is 0 for 1 in the game. Voit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tackett is 0 for 1 in the game. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards first. Seghi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer hits a pop-up towards first. Seghi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLemore moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Abando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McLemore scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bill Krueger now pitching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 0 for 2 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Abando moves to third. It's Orioles, 3, Tigers, 3. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Voit hits a line drive towards third. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler strikes out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett pinch hits for Jeff Tackett. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder fields the ball and throws to Krueger covering. Safe. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Hoyle's now catching. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 3 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Segui settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tettleton is walked intentionally. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Tettleton moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Todd Froworth now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tettleton scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Brad Pennington now pitching. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kiler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Abando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Abando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.